Hey, this is Matt from the Man Cave. Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for watching. What's your daily devotion for what? It is November the 12th. Oh! What? What? Hey, all the naysayers that say, Matt's lost it. Matt can't catch the paper anymore. Matt can't throw the number one.
You want the number one?
Oh, in your face, baby. Hey, Tracy tried to catch the heat, bounced off her hand because it came so fast, so straight. The guy swinging, boom, strike. Hey, you're in the man cave. Hey, today, you're like, Matt, what's going on this morning? I don't know. What's going on with you? What are you doing? Okay, I'm in the man cave reading the Word of God. Oh, yeah, the Logos. Oh, it's a love letter to me and to you. When was the last time you read the love letter? Matt, you're picking on me. I'm not picking on you. I'm saying, when was the last time in the morning, right now, you're reading your Bible? Are you reading it every day? I'm never going to ask you to do anything in the man cave, okay, that I'm not doing daily. Never, because if I did, it makes me a hypocrite. And you know how I am about hypocrites, guys. Do you not? Do you know how I am about hypocrites? You make me want to vomit. Okay. Guys, listen to this text again. It's in chapter 30 of Deuteronomy. It says this, when all these blessings and curses... I like the blessings part. The curses, Matt? You got to go over curses first thing in the morning? It's the Bible. I got no options here. When all these blessings and curses I have set before you, okay? Blessings and cursings, okay? Take them to heart, okay? I don't understand, Matt. What's funny is God has set before us blessings and cursings, okay? Favor and chastening, you know what I'm saying? There's two plates here. Which one do you want to nibble on? That's my question this morning to you, and it's the same question to me. God is saying, I've placed life before you and death before you. Which plate, if it was dinner time, and everyone likes dinner because we're in the man cave, which plate do you want to go start chowing down on? Let me ask you this. Let's say this plate over here is poison, okay? And you are just chowing down on life. You're chowing down on blessings. And you're chowing down on all God has for you. And it's never tasted so good. I love what Ezekiel says. He's eating a scroll, which is the Word of God. He says, man, it's sweet in my tummy. The plate of blessings is always good. God's way is always delicious. It's always the cake when you go out to dinner. That's $6.95 for one skinny slice. That's what I'm talking about. But God's picking up the check if you will eat from this plate. What about this plate? Sometimes, guys, watch this. I don't know why it is. Look at. I'm honest. I don't know why it is. We will be sitting down eating the things of God. And you know what that is in your life? All of God. It's so good. Why do we start looking at this plate over here? We have all this before us. We have all the blessings of God, all His promises, and we're just chowing down. And again, we're in the man cave. We love pizza. We love chicken wings. We love all the things of God. We love His Word, okay? We're just living life and everything's good, but why am I looking at this plate? Why is my flesh looking at this plate? Why is the self-life, me, myself, and I, staring at this plate, which represents lack, which represents death? Well, you know what I'm saying? You're like, which represents the curse of Almighty God. It's not like you can go nibble on this plate and you're not going to be cursed. Why is that? Because it's God's Word. God can't put a word out there and not fulfill the Word. Do you understand this? So when I'm reading Deuteronomy 30 and I start to understand God, and I'm always telling you, people, if your view of God is distorted like this much, you got problems. Because you're going to start making decisions and choices, okay, contrary to God, because you think it's okay. But is it okay with God? And I'm not talking about getting to heaven. I'm just talking about your daily life. There's only one way to get to heaven, guys, and that's through Christ and that's through the blood. But I'm talking about your daily life, your pilgrimage, your walk. You're running a race. That's what Paul says. Okay, so if I nibble on this, He promises here, okay, what's going to take place in my life. And it's not good. We don't want that. So what does this say? It says this, that you're going to be blessed. Your family's going to be blessed. Your children are going to be blessed. What's the qualifier? God's way. Obedience. Perfectly? No, because none of us are perfect. Christ was perfect. That's why I'm glad He came to earth. Okay, Emmanuel, God with us. You know, it's coming up on Christmas. We're in November now. Look at, you know, the manger. God, the Creator, okay, in a little baby. And you know, see, Jesus always existed, but He placed His deity, who He was. He shed His glory. Just like at the end of the day, you take off your clothes, you go shower. He took off all of His glory So he, because we couldn't stand before him in his glory. Can you imagine the baby shining like the sun? Okay, in all of its glory. Okay, if we want to look at the book of Revelation, we'll see a glimpse in chapter 1 of who God is. You know what I'm saying? John, okay, which was the beloved disciple of Jesus, which loved Jesus the most. Here's the thing. He's hanging out on earth with Jesus, okay? And he's his disciple, and he's 3.5 years. Him and Jesus are just like that. I mean, they're so tight. But when Jesus shows up on the scene, okay, after he's ascended, okay, and he shows up to John, John is trembling. He's scared. He's fearful because he's seeing Jesus not in the manger, not by the Sea of Galilee, but he's seeing Jesus in his holiness and who he is. And he's terrified because flesh, our sinful natures, cannot look upon God. What else does the text say, Matt? Because I'm interested. You got my attention. You know, when you start talking about, you know, steak and chicken and I started listening. You know, Matt, I don't go to church a lot. You should. Well, they're hypocrites. So are you and I. You know what I'm saying? You and me, we're hypocrites too. Well, no, I'm not hypocrite. Have you ever said something and you didn't do it? Hypocrite. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You say you're a child of God, but you're not in the Word of God. Hypocrite. You know what I'm saying? We're all hypocrites. You know what I'm saying? What's funny is a lot of people, they say this, well, I won't go to that church because they're all hypocrites. Partner, at one time or another in my life, I was a hypocrite. I should feel just at home with all those kind of people, okay? I was lost. Most of them are lost, okay? I was a sinner. Most of them are sinners, okay? Do you understand? We're all in the same boat. There's no pointing a finger at this guy. We're all in the same boat. Why is it? Because we all need the same thing to be saved. And none of us have it outside of Christ. None of us. Listen to verse 3. I love this. It transitions, okay? Then. Meaning, when? It says then. What did I have to do to get to then? God's way. His way. You understand? Then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you and gather you. You're like, well, I like that, Matt. Friends, a lot of us in life, okay, have lost out. This season, that season, this event, this job, this relationship, we've all lost out at one time or another. When you look at your past, there are places, okay, that were really rough, okay? Some of you are bitter. You can't be bitter, okay? Let that go. Trust God. Ask Him to take the sting out of that memory, out of that event. He will do it if you cry out to God. But He's saying, if you will do it my way, if you will eat off this plate, okay, what's going to happen? I will restore you for when you weren't following me. Because when I'm not following God, what am I under? I'm under the curse. What else happens? Everything happens. The things that we don't want to happen, that's what happens, okay? And can I control it? What's funny is everybody thinks they can control everything. We can control nothing. How do we know that? Because when we're disobedient, different things enter our life by His permission, sovereign God. What happens? Loss. We always lose. God's saying there, when you come back over to me, and you turn from this plate, and you don't even look at it, what is that plate? I don't know what it is in your life, okay? Imagine it's a food. What would it? I always think of dog dung. That I don't want to go there. Okay? I see this as sin. I see this as if I nibble on it, it's poison that will kill the rat and it will kill me too. So do I want to go there? Do I want to be nibbling on that? Do I want to give my flesh a day off from serving God and just live wildly? I don't want to do that because of the consequences of a holy God who's righteous. He's picking on me. God's not picking on you. Watch this. You go to a new job. The guy says, you're qualified, Joe. Welcome aboard, okay? And you're like, sir, can we talk about benefits? Oh, we have the best benefits in the nation. Zero copay, zero out-of-pocket costs. Everything's covered. Sir, can we talk about my salary? We can talk about it. You're going to make more money at my company than you've ever made in a lifetime. And I'm going to put you on 2 years' salary, okay? Meaning guaranteeing you this much. And I've looked into your past, and a lot of your references, they're false. And a lot of your job history is false. And a lot of what you made in the past, or you told us you made in the past, you never made half that amount. But we're going to pay you 5 times more than that. And you're like, oh my goodness, really? Really? Yeah, but you got to follow the rules. You understand? That's our only qualification. We have rules at this company. And if you deviate this much from the rules, okay, because this, watch this, in my company, let's transition stories. In my company, there's a sign this big, okay? And it says this, dishonesty is never an accident. So you're not, you know, what is it? It's a heart condition. Hugest sign I've ever seen. And guess what it does? It strikes at the core of every person, every salesperson, every support staff that walks through the door. Dishonesty is never an accident. It is a willful act of your decisions. It's your heart. It's who you are on the inside. Okay? People that are integrity never have a problem with it. People who are always sleight of hand, cutting corners, they always have an issue with it. Always, okay? So back to our story. We're at the company, okay? Everything is perfect. You even get a company car. You get an office. Have you ever had a secretary? Oh, she's beautiful. And here's the thing. You want to get someone else if you're married because you don't want to put that before you. So ask for an 80-year-old lady that can type like a million miles an hour, okay? But if you're not married and she's a Christian, kudos for you. Everything's in your favor. And you start reading through, okay, well, what are the rules? Yeah, I want to follow the rules because I want this job, I want the health insurance, and I want the brand new car. Did I tell you that they lease you an apartment and they pay for it for the first 2 years just to see how you're doing? So they don't want that burden on you. Oh, and they pay your student loans off if you have that. Oh, I love this job. Matt, where's this job? I'm working there right now, but let's go. Look. And it's just five things. It's the core values of the founder, of the CEO, of the owner of the company. Don't lie. Yeah, I can do that. You know what I'm saying? But all my life I've been a liar, but from now on I'm not going to lie. Okay, don't lie. Don't be dishonest. And here's, it's the five core values of the individual who started the company. And you have to sign that you've read it. Well, here's the thing. What ends up happening is a lot of times, you get the job and you are living the high life. I mean, you're digging this job so much it's not even funny, and it's changed your life, partner. Your life has been changed. But you, after a couple years of you living in wealth and living in money, what's funny is it's just not enough because it's something's wrong here. Something's wrong, but you don't understand it. You think you can fill your whole heart up with money and goods and riches. You know what I'm saying? You've never eaten so well and you've never lived so well, and you're dating the prettiest women all on earth. Okay? Every firearm that you want to buy, you buy. You're buying the cars, everything you want to do, you're doing. But you're still a little bit empty. And so what happens? You start to cut a little corner here and there. Nothing happens. So you do it a couple more times. What's going on? You're demonstrating what you are on the inside. You're not a man of integrity. You signed that you were going to follow these rules, did you not? To keep the job, to get the blessing. But eventually, you're called into the boss's office, okay? It's black and white with him. You're the number one guy. You're the number one guy. But it's black and white to the office manager. He says, hey, Joe, you're fired. No, I'm not fired. I just bought my third house. And the other one is, I have three mortgages. You know, everything's leverage. You had the time to pay it all off, but you decided to go outside of the principle of don't be in debt. But that's okay. That's a whole nother devotion. Okay, freebie, in the man cave, freebie. Okay, and you can't believe it happened to you. What? You were doing this. This is an absolute lie. You were dishonest here. You said this, okay? And here's the thing. The owner isn't nitpicking you. And he brings out a sheet of paper, okay? And he says, and you've been doing it for some time now. This wasn't, you know, an accident. This is your choice to violate our principles. You signed this, okay? You're out of here. Are you kidding me? What ends up happening? Well, when you're not making the money, you don't have the health insurance, the car's taken away, okay, you start to lose things very, very quickly. How do you know, Matt? Been there, done that, got the t-shirt, had the t-shirt taken away. Look at it. That's funny. That's funny. But it wasn't funny at the time because I wasn't in integrity. But let's go. Let's move on. Okay, years back, okay, I was a punk kid. Do you know what God isn't the office manager. He's your heavenly Father. He's your creator. But he has spoken a word to you and me. And he's just told us, it's like this. He says this, I like you. I actually love you. I sent my son to die for you. But I'm placing before you blessings and cursings. Nibble all you want, but choose the one you want to nibble on. Because a house divided cannot stand, and God hates divided loyalties. He's saying go to one plate or the other plate, okay? But make your choice this day. You know, Joshua says this, as for me and my house, we're choosing to serve the Lord. We're choosing to go to God's place. So guys, does that make sense? I mean, does it make sense to you? Now listen, that's already happened to you, hasn't it? Look at your life. Has that not happened in one form or another, in one manner or another in your life? And what did you do? You cut corners. You broke the rules. you suffer the consequences. God's saying this, turn from this plate, turn from the world, turn from the flesh, turn from following Satan, come back to me, do it my way. Verse 3 says, I will restore what you've lost when you weren't serving me, because I had to correct you. That's what he's saying. Sell out to me and me alone, and I will bring such blessings upon you, you won't even believe it. Across the gamut, am I just talking Benjamins? No, what I'm talking about is a life that is full. See, at the end of the book of Job, that's how God describes, okay, what he did in Job's life. Yes, God did double Job up, okay, after the life that he went through and after the things that he went through. But more than that, the very last line of the book of Job says, Job lived a life that was full. Meaning this, the Italians would say, did he live with zeal? Did he live with passion? Okay, my life was filled to the brim, okay, with who? With God. And the overflow of God in my life was what? It was a witness to everyone around me, okay, that he's on the throne and it is him and him alone that blesses. I hope that helped you out. Hey, this is Matt from the Man Cave.